Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. We're diving into a topic that I think is pretty relevant to all of us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena: bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're not exactly the most exciting subject.
Right.
But stick with us on this one. I think it's going to be a fascinating deep dive. We're going to be looking at bureaucracy through the lens of two pretty influential economists.
Okay.
William Niskanen and Ludwig von Mises.
Yeah, these two guys are fascinating because they both really disliked bureaucracy, but they had very different ideas about why it exists and what we should do about it.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. First up, we have William Niskanen, who represents the Public Choice School of Economics.
Right, so the Public Choice School looks at how people in government behave. And they say that government officials, just like anyone else, they act in their own self-interest. And Niskanen, he applied this thinking to bureaucracy. He kind of saw it as a necessary evil, something that we need to deal with, things that the market doesn't handle well. Like, think about public goods. Here in Deer Park, we have flood control systems.
Right.
It's hard to see how a private company would handle that effectively. So bureaucracy has to step in to fill that gap.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's hard to imagine a private company building and maintaining something like that.
Yeah.
So bureaucracy comes in to kind of take care of that for us.
Exactly. But Niskanen, he also argued that because of the way bureaucracy is structured, it just naturally tends to become inefficient. You see, bureaucrats often have more information about how much it costs to provide a service than the people who are actually funding them, like Congress, for example.
Okay.
And this asymmetrical information, he called it. It gives the bureaucrat this advantage where they can basically pad the bill. No one really knows what the true cost is.
So it's kind of like that mechanic who always seems to find something extra wrong with your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so this information advantage, combined with the fact that bureaucrats are well human, they tend to act in their own self-interest, it leads to these bigger budgets and less efficient production.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Before we jump into Mises' perspective, though, I just want to take a quick moment to thank all of our awesome listeners here in the Southeast Houston area. You guys are the reason we do this, and we're so grateful for your support. If you're finding value in these deep dives, we'd really appreciate it if you considered supporting us. You can find out more at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.
Thank you.
Okay, so now let's bring Ludwig von Mises into the mix. He represents the Austrian School of Economics, and they have a very different take on bureaucracy. So how did Mises see it?
Well, for Mises, bureaucracy wasn't the root of the problem. It was more like a symptom of a much deeper issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that issue was government intervention in the free market.
Right.
The Austrian school is all about free markets and really limiting government interference.
So it's what you're saying is that for Mises, anytime the government tries to step in and control or manipulate the economy, it's going to create more bureaucracy.
Exactly. Mises was all about what he called economic calculation. And this is the idea that in a free market, prices are set by supply and demand, and those prices give everyone the information they need to make good economic decisions. But when bureaucracy enters the picture, it kind of messes with that natural process.
Yeah, so instead of the market naturally figuring things out, we have bureaucrats making decisions based on rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Not necessarily what people actually need.
Right. And as you can imagine, that can lead to all kinds of problems, waste and efficiency shortages. And Mises even argued that ultimately it leads to a loss of freedom. It's kind of like if you're trying to run a bakery and you've got a bunch of bureaucrats telling you how much flour you can use, what kind of bread you can bake, how much you can charge for a loaf. It's just not going to be very efficient.
Right. It just wouldn't work. Okay. So both Niskanen and Mises saw bureaucracy as a problem, but for very different reasons. Niskanen focused on the internal structure and how that leads to inefficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And Mises saw it as like a symptom of a much bigger problem, which is too much government.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that difference in how they saw the problem, it kind of makes sense that they would have very different ideas about how to fix it. So let's hear about those. Let's start with Niskanen. What did he think we could do about all this bureaucracy?
Well, Niskanen was a pragmatist. He didn't really want to get rid of the whole system. He just wanted to make it work better. One of his main ideas was to introduce competition among different bureaus.
Okay, so instead of having just one department that handles trash collection in Pasadena, you might have a few different agencies competing for that contract.
Exactly. The idea is that competition would force bureaus to become more efficient, more responsive to what people actually want.
Right, so they'd actually have to like try to win over their customers.
Yeah, in a way, the citizens become their customers.
That's interesting.
He also thought that we could try to change the incentives for bureaucrats. So instead of just giving them a bigger budget every year, maybe reward them for coming in under budget or finding ways to improve services.
Oh, okay, so like giving them bonuses for being more efficient.
Exactly.
I like that.
Now, of course, there could be some problems with that, too. Some people argue it could lead to a race to the bottom where they're just trying to cut corners to save money. Or it might be hard to actually measure performance in a fair way.
Yeah, that makes sense. So competition, better incentives, that was Niskanen's approach. What about Mises? Did he have a completely different solution?
Oh, yeah, he did. Remember, he saw bureaucracy as being caused by government intervention. So his solution was much more drastic. He said, we need to reduce the role of government in the economy way, way down.
Wow. Okay, so if we're talking about Deer Park, that would mean things like getting rid of zoning regulations, mm-hmm. letting businesses operate more freely, maybe even privatizing some city services.
You got it. He believed that if we could restore free market principles, then the economy would naturally become more efficient and people would be more prosperous.
Okay, so two very different approaches. Niskanen trying to fix the system from within. And Mises saying, we need a much smaller government. It's fascinating to see those two contrasting views. It makes you think about the choices we have here in our own community.
Absolutely. And we should remember, these are just two perspectives. There are many other ways of thinking about bureaucracy. But I think it's important for us here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena, to understand these different viewpoints and think about how they apply to us.
It's kind of like when you're trying to choose a restaurant. You might have one friend who always wants to go to the same familiar place, yeah. and another friend who always wants to try something new. Neither one is right or wrong. It's just a matter of perspective.
That's a great analogy. And just like choosing a restaurant, when it comes to bureaucracy, there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right. It's going to depend on the specific situation, the values of the community, and whether people are willing to get involved and make their voices heard.
Exactly.
So what does all this mean for us here in Southeast Houston? Do we try to make the current system work better, like Niskanen suggested? Or do we go for Mises' idea of a much smaller role for government?
That is the question, isn't it? There's no easy answer. But what's important is that we're having these conversations, we understand the different perspectives, and that we're engaged in shaping our own communities.
So maybe it's not about Team Niskanen or Team Mises. Maybe it's about being an informed citizen.
I like that.
People who are willing to learn about the issues
yeah.
and then actually do something about it.
Yeah. Team informed citizenry. All right. So we've explored these two very different views on bureaucracy. But I'm still left wondering, what can we as individuals actually do about it? I mean, these are big, complicated issues. How can we possibly make a difference at the local level? Okay, so we've talked about Niskanen's ideas about how to make the system better from the inside, and then Mises' argument that we really need to shrink the role of government. But I'm wondering, how do we connect those big picture ideas to what's happening here, like in our own neighborhoods? Well, that's where it gets really interesting, because even though these are really big, complex theories, they have real implications for everyday life. Like, take Mises' idea of economic calculation. He said that in a free market, prices give us this crucial information that helps coordinate all the economic activity.
Right, those price signals tell us what people want, what's in short supply, how much things should cost.
Exactly. But when the government gets involved in the market, you know, through things like price controls or subsidies or a lot of regulation, it kind of messes up those price signals. And that can lead to a lot of unexpected problems.
So if Mises is right, then even something as simple as choosing to shop at a local bakery, like one that sets its own prices instead of a big chain store that might be getting government help, that could be like a small way of supporting a freer market.
Absolutely. And all those small actions, when enough people do them, they can really add up and have an impact. Think about it. Every time we support a local business, we're kind of voting for a more decentralized market-based economy.
And on the other hand, when we complain about high prices without really thinking about why they're so high, we might be missing the fact that the government could be playing a role in that. It's like blaming the bakery for the price of flour when maybe there's some government policy that's making wheat more expensive.
Right. It's easy to focus on the symptoms without understanding what's really causing the problem.
So as engaged citizens, what can we do to make sure we're asking the right questions and pushing for policies that support a healthy local economy?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed. Pay attention to what's going on in our community. Read the local news. Go to city council meetings. Talk to our neighbors. The more we understand the issues, the better we can be at spotting problems and coming up with solutions.
And that's where a podcast like Think and Act Locally comes in. We're trying to give you the information you need to make a difference here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
That's right. It's all about giving people the tools to understand local issues and then get involved in shaping their communities.
And speaking of getting involved, one of the most important things we can do is support organizations that are working to make the local economy stronger.
Absolutely. Whether it's a business group or a think tank or a group that's fighting against too much regulation, there are all kinds of ways to get involved and make a difference.
I think it's important to remember that change doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and effort and a lot of persistence. But if we work together and use our knowledge and our passion and our commitment to our communities, we can make things better for ourselves and for future generations.
That's what Think and Act Locally is all about, helping people make a difference one step at a time.
So the next time you have to make a decision, whether it's where to go shopping or who to vote for or how to get involved in your community, remember what we've been talking about today. Think about the role of bureaucracy, the importance of a free market, and the power that each of us has to make a difference.
And remember, you don't have to be an economist to make a difference. Just bring your curiosity, your passion, and your willingness to learn. And together we can make our communities more prosperous and vibrant.
This has been The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the ideas that shape our world. And remember, think and act locally.